the San Francisco Bay Trail South Beach Mission Bay Audio Tour. Entertainment and recreation at all levels. You are now standing between Oracle Park, the home of the San Francisco Giants, and the Chase Center, home of the Golden State Warriors. In addition to games, both venues host top-tier concerts and other large events. However, this area wasn't always a center for sports and entertainment. Pier 50 has a rich history of community advocacy and environmental protection. In the 1960s, reckless development of the San Francisco Bay threatened the environment. If development continued, the bay was in danger of becoming a narrow, polluted channel. Three pioneering women, Kay Kerr, Sylvia McLaughlin, and Esther Gulick, mobilized thousands of people and started a movement, founding Save the Bay in 1961. They defeated a proposal to fill the bay in Berkeley, educated the public on the bay's ecosystem, and launched environmental restoration programs. Save the Bay continues to make a lasting impact on the San Francisco Bay. They have successfully continued to protect the environment by restoring wetlands, decreasing urban runoff pollution, fundraising for restoration efforts, improving access to public transit, and increasing affordable housing. With the Mission Rock development came 8 acres of new parks in open space, free for anyone to use. In the midst of a bustling urban environment, the space around you is available for biking and jogging, soccer in the grass, kayaking in the bay, and much more. The Blue Greenway is the city's improved 13-mile recreation trail, starting at Mission Creek and going along much of the water's edge all the way south to the county line. You're standing on it right now, and it's here for you. Thanks to the efforts of many, the future of Mission Rock includes a thriving new neighborhood with shopping and multi-use public space, as well as parts of the shoreline that restores some natural habitats that were lost to so-called progress. As the Bay Area continues to thrive and grow, hopefully this can be an example of a way to nurture our own human needs, while also allowing the wildlife, land, and water to thrive beautifully alongside us.